This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to talk about DNA discoveries.
Ooh,
has
right?
Anybody, is anybody on the grid?
Nope.
Nope.
Won't do it.
Nope. You won't? You're on the grid,
know.
Amber. You just...
I don't even like the family I do know. I
don't want to. That is the honest to God truth why Steve will not get the DNA test.
Because
you know, do you think your dad was a philanderer? Probably not.
His dad was.
There
is one out there, yeah, apparently.
For sure.
He had a daughter that we weren't supposed to know about and all that.
So this woman in Nashville, her dad gave the whole family DNA ancestry kits for the holidays.
Yeah.
And when they all tested... It turns out she's not his kid.
But did he know? That?
I wonder, he knew.
Well, his wife had an idea,
she
probably.
She had to know a little bit.
I bet she was sweating bullets when he gave those kits out.
Well, I know several people who aren't 100% sure if their kid is theirs. Or people who, they know it's theirs. It's women who've had affairs. We all know people. Like,
and then lied about it in the delivery room.
Right? Well, but sometimes when you've had an affair, you still don't know. Because you've still had relations with your husband and with your side piece. And you're pregnant
out.
And you're like, if they're both the same race, then the baby, you know, like if you're married to a white guy and you're sleeping with a white guy, you feel pretty good about it. You're like, I'm not going to get caught. If you're sleeping with somebody of a different race, the whole 9 months, you're like, oh my God.
Any woman that does that, you are an awful mother. You're not a mother at all.
Okay, why?
Because you're not putting your child first. You'd rather ride the lie and keep your infidelity secret than have your child start out on an honest, truthful first
Everyone,
step?
I want you to mark this moment.
What?
It is the first time in the history of this show that Steve is anti-ride the lie.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Legitimately the first time I've heard you mad at somebody for riding the lie.
Every other time you're like, how can we lie about this?
Yes.
I never even thought of that. You guys are right. This is the first and
you're
only
a hypocrite about riding the lie.
On this issue, I am a big hypocrite.
Because in this instance, a man is the victim.
It is.
And so that's why you don't like it.
And that's why I think every woman should be tested in every delivery room at all times.
I believe there will be a point where your kid, like, I think women would be against it, but like they will DNA test your kid at birth, not so much to find parenthood, but to kind of give you the DNA markers of what's going on with your kid.
For
like
health
if they
issues
have any,
down the road. But a mother would rather lie about that, keep trying to keep her infidelity secret than have
Wouldn't
her own
you?
Child.
Yes.
No.
You lie about everything to protect yourself using the phrase, it's just easier. And it's like,
you're right.
And in this case, the woman's like, isn't it just easier for me to let this guy who I'm already married to pay for this kid that may or may not be his? That's easier.
It is way easier. And I'll give you that. But if I was a mother, I would be different on that.
Well, the good news in this story we're talking about is they figured out the dad is an old family friend who's a billionaire.
Sweet.
We're back in business.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad. Thanks for the DNA kit.
Right, but we're going.
But trying to get a Miss Will over here. So, Dad.
Dang.
So here's what we want to do. If you've done the DNA test, we have VD. We can like
voice disguise.
We can just if you've had the DNA discovery. Like, did you find out you're from royalty? Did you find out you have? We have friends who found whole other families, like step siblings, and they're hanging out now.
They are. They're like open arms, and I'm like, I couldn't deal with
just
that.
To add add another brother when you're 40.
Yeah.
You got to get to know him. What extra present? And then he's got kids. He got cousins and all this
crap.
Dude,
you're nailing it, man. That's just...
Don't get a DNA test.
Thank you.
But if you did and you got a DNA discovery, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423 or text us at 51059. There's a DNA thing that happened to... I guess there's some doctor. This happens a lot.
This is a lot. Yes.
He was a fertility doctor for 40 years, and he was using his own.
Why?
Yeah, is this ego?
Why would you do this?
Right.
I think you nailed it, Steve.
It's ego.
I feel like it's ego. Doctors can sometimes get that.
God complex?
Because you're literally... breathing life back into people as a doctor, and he's creating life. And what better, what's more godlike than creating life in your own image?
His own race of family there.
How many kids did they say? They didn't give a number, did they? He's 104 years old at this point,
and
but
he's
they
been
have
doing it for
40 years. And it says sometimes without their knowledge. I mean, I guess sometimes some women might go, because when you're swimmer shopping,
You
get to know the career, right?
Yeah. It's like, oh, you're a doctor.
Yeah.
Yes. You're 6 feet your tall. Stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but he did it.
I don't, yuck.
That's sick.
This is the other one that I really wanted to get to. Somebody did a DNA test. They always thought they were Irish American when they did their DNA test. Has anybody done their dog? Somebody told me to do my dog.
I want
to
do my dog. Why? I was just thinking about that.
Is that, what do you
know,
learn?
Just to know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my dog's supposed to be a mux, or what do you call it?
Purebred?
Well, it's a mixture of two breeds. So she's a mixture of two purebreds.
Okay.
She's a half Labrador, half golden, half...
Is that a
Labradoodle?
She's a golden doodle, technically, which doesn't make a lot of sense because she's black.
Right.
But that would prove if the breeder was honest.
Yeah, but what am I going to do? Go sue the breeder?
Yeah.
Like, no, if she's not...
The repercussion,
it's like,
here, do you give her back?
Yeah. No,
I mean, I adopted mine from, like, a, you know...
A shelter. Is this where you shame me into going to...
saved her life.
Got it.
So I don't know where she comes from. I'm just trying to learn more about my dog.
But so, and what are you going to do with that knowledge, though?
Just tell her that she's a cute little mutt.
Look at you. Anyway, and we take those stories, too. This person thought she was Irish and European, Irish-American. She found out she was European, Jewish, Middle Eastern, Eastern European. Which doesn't jive with who she thinks her family is.
Oh, no.
So she's trying to figure out if she was the one who was wrong, if somebody... She did more and more digging. Her father was sent home with the wrong family at birth.
Dang.
Was it infidelity? Just switched at birth. So there's two people...
The repercussions of...
100%.
Wow.
Raised by the wrong family.
What
and they
the?
Didn't even know.
Because in the hospitals back then.
You're right.
Like now, I watched them put a magnetic bracelet on my wife and on my kid, and the bracelets go together, or you can't, they make a sound, or you can't walk out of the hospital.
That's
that
bad.
Baby can't go out without somebody with the matching Wonder Twin bracelet.
Thank
but 100 years ago, dad was sent home with the wrong thing. All right, so if you've got a DNA weird story in your past, we'd love to hear it. Maybe you're hanging out with siblings you never had. Let's see. We've got somebody with a discovery here. Joanne. Joanne?
Yay.
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 What's your DNA discovery?
Oh, well, I'm blonde haired, blue-eyed. All my siblings look Italian. And they always called me the milkman's daughter or the garbage man's daughter. And then we found out when I was like 21 that I really was.
Shut up.
But I wasn't. Yes, I was the mayor's daughter. So that's better than the milkman, I guess.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The mayor?
Your mom slept with the mayor.
He did. My dad was a sea captain, so he traveled 10 months out of the year.
And so she hooked up with the mayor.
Yes, she
you
did.
Gotta respect that.
Hooked up with the mayor.
So then you know them. Then the, okay.
Is he still the mayor?
No. Like... The family story is now, I mean, now that it's all over, my older brother, because I'm a lot younger, he knew the story, and he told us everything that happened, and my dad came in, dragged him down the street, beat the crap out of him, became the mayor of the town. It was a long story. It was wild. And then I did Ancestry.com and found out one day I got this ding, and it said, you keep showing up as my first cousin, and so I played it off a little bit, and then finally she said, why isn't this working? And I said, well, because I think there's a story behind it. And there was a long story. And I already have 5 brothers. Now I have 4 more.
Whoa.
No sisters. It stinks.
I don't mean to make this about somebody else, but do you think Khloe should get, like, Khloe Kardashian is not a Kardashian, right? She's not.
There's a lot of rumors about that. Yeah. She's definitely like, she doesn't look like the rest of her sisters.
Yeah. I mean, she's built like.
Built differently. They're so super short. She's very tall.
Whoa. And you know who everybody says she is, right?
Uh-huh.
OJ.
Oh, that's right, because...
they've shut that down so many times.
Hey, let's 23andMe there, Chloe.
Chloe looks a lot like OJ's daughter, too.
For real.
Is it legal for us to get like a hair sample from and go
legal.
Ahead and take if she got her hair cut, then it's public property, right? Then we could take that and go test and find...
Do you think OJ's on the grid? OJ's on the grid because
OJ's
definitely on the grid. Yeah, because he was in a criminal trial. They had his DNA.
How would it ruin Khloe's life? She's my favorite Kardashian.
How would it ruin her life? For real? I'm more of a Jenner.
Are you a Jenner?
Yeah. Kylie's the bomb.
I don't know any.
We've seen you stalking them.
Oh,
which one's the billionaire?
Kylie.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I respect the heck out of her business sense. Yeah. For sure, yeah.
All right, back to DNA discovery.
Yeah.
Gina?
Yay.
DNA discovery, what'd you find out?
Well, so this was a long time ago. I'm sure my grandmother was trying to cover for herself for my dad's mother. She said that she was raped on an Indian reservation. We were growing up, we all thought we were Indian, at least a quarter Indian. And I did a DNA test a year ago, and we have 0% Indian in it.
Zero.
Most people
zero.
Have. Anybody that tells you, oh, yeah, we got like a tenth Cherokee, they're lying through their teeth.
Why,
because
though?
The parents handed it down. They kept saying, because they think, well, we were here first, you know.
Oh, they're saying it to be more indigenous.
My ancestors
That's
were here
just
long before.
Stupid.
It's stupid. And so this gets this lie gets handed down from generation to generation. Yeah. We're 1/8 Lakota.
No, you're not, though.
Shut up. Sorry, Gina. I wasn't dumping on you.
No, it's not. Thank you for the call, Gina.
I get so mad when people do that.
Well, because you're from the Dakotas, and the Native American population there is big part of the culture.
Indigenous.
Yes.
Is Native American no longer correct?
Is that
correct?
Native American is no
longer?
It
is not correct any longer.
It's indigenous.
But what she was saying, Indian, is even less correct.
Way less. That's super derogatory.
Indigenous people.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Because Indian... just in case you've never put this together, they called them Indians because Columbus was so turned around, he thought he was in India.
Right.
West Indies.
He wasn't.
So
we named him the wrong thing and called him that this entire time.
And then we thought we were doing good by saying Native American, which is wrong.
It's not. It wasn't America. So they're not native to America. They're, you know.
Boom.
So they're first responders. They're indigenous.
Okay.
Whitney?
Yay.
DNA discoveries. What do you got?
So when my dad was 16, he had a kid, a daughter. They had to put her up for adoption and never expected to hear from her again. Well, about a decade or so ago, she ended up taking the leap to search for her biological parents, ended up finding both of them, and actually had her father, at her wedding, she had 3 father-daughter dances.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's beautiful.
That's kind of endearing, isn't it?
Yeah. A little.
They found the 2 guys that wanted nothing to do with her the whole
time.
That
is the part where, like, if you really don't want anything to do with them, you got to close it, right? Because, like, they show up on your doorstep, and then you got a lot of explaining to do, especially if you had other kids.
Oh.
Because then it's like, yeah, we just didn't want you.
Yeah, that's what it came down to.
It gets down to... eventually, we liked the kid enough to keep it, but you just didn't seem like a...
That's true.
Oh.
That's so gross. Thank you for the call. Jake?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
DNA discoveries, what do you got?
Let's see. My wife took the test from 23andMe 4 years ago, just because she's adopted from Korea, trying to find some family.
Okay.
Did not hear anything until week 1 of the pandemic last year. Somebody reaches out and says, you have either a half-sister... or actually, it's a half-sister. So she called the adoption agency in Korea. Turns out it was her grandparents gave up a 7th child. The 7th child was given up for adoption, adopted in Aspen. 3 years later, their daughter gives my wife up for adoption. She's adopted in Evergreen.
What?
And so it ended up being her aunt. They've since connected, and we've been talking, or they've been talking all year. We went out there for 3 weeks over Thanksgiving. So I decided to take the test more for health reasons, and it comes back, I have a half-sister or an aunt.
What, like,
my dad.
Another mountain town prick. You were close, Steve. We're mountain people. That is insane, Jake. Let me tell you this. The reason that that's happening, you could take the test right now and not get anything because the other people haven't taken the test
yet. Right.
Like, so it won't show anything until somebody else who is your half-brother has to get it. So unless your half-brother's already taken the test, you might not get any results right away.
That may, okay.
But at the beginning of COVID, everybody's like, well, I ain't got anything else to do.
So they all started.
Everybody started doing the DNA. It's crazy.
Would you spend that time trying to find a half? They're just a half.
You're right.
Okay.
I need three-quarter or nothing. Emily?
Yay.
DNA discovery.
Yeah, so I put my DNA in, and it turns out that after some research and some people contacting me, my great-grandfather had multiple families he didn't tell the rest of our family about.
Whoa.
Multiple?
Whoa. Yeah, like several.
How does that work?
Several.
So what the? Are you having a big family reunion and putting the whole band back together, or are you just going to leave it where it is?
Oh, no. We're just pretending it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's probably the
best. That is a better play.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.